Welcome back to the Darkei Noam Beis Medrash series on the Memches Kinyani Torah. Today's Kinyan, the third Kinyan, third day of Sfiras HaOmer, is Arichas Sifasayim, literally translated as the organizing of the lips. And what it means is to have an articulate speech and expression of the Torah that we learn. So why is it that Chazal formulate the need to speak out the Torah that we study with the words Arichas Sfasayim, the setting, the organizing of the lips, and what really is the purpose of speaking out the Torah that we learn? So I want to share three ideas about this third kinyan. Number one is Rashi's explanation that Arichas Fasayim means that one should speak his learning, he should articulate his learning, so that he makes sure that he doesn't stumble with his understanding of the Torah. Because if he can articulate his learning, so then that's a reflection that he has a true and penetrating understanding of that which he learns. It's often said that the best litmus test of our comprehension is whether we're able to communicate effectively that which we believe to understand. If we can put something into words, we have proof of our understanding. If we can't put it into words, we may believe that we understand it, but we don't have any proof, we don't have any evidence of that being the case. So Arichas Fasayim, speaking about the Torah that we learn, articulating it, expressing it, is evidence and a reflection, an indication that we really do understand what we're learning. That's idea number one. Idea number two comes from the Maharal in his Perush Derech HaChaim on Avos, who, based on the Gemara in Eruvin and Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, says that when we articulate our learning, we better commit it to our memory. Not only do we better understand it, but we also remember it more. The Gemara in Eruvin over there tells a story about Bruria, the wife of Rabbi Meir, who encountered a certain Talmud, a certain student who studied in silence. He just thought about the Torah that he was learning. And Bruria went on to chastise the student. And she said to him that the Torah will remain with the person only if it's disseminated, if it's spread throughout all 248 limbs of the body, throughout Ramach Ivarov. And one does that by speaking the words of the Torah. When we speak the words, so then they become a part of ourselves. They really penetrate our essence. And it's through that that the Torah becomes preserved. It's not surprising that psychological research has confirmed that fact, that saying words aloud helps enhance our memory. So idea number one, when we speak about the Torah we learn, we better understand it. Idea number two is that we better remember it. Idea number three comes from the Medrash Shmuel, another Perush on Avos, who says that the Mishnah uses specifically the words Arichas Sfasayim, the setting of the lips. It could have said much more simply, Hotsoas Sfasayim, to let the words out of the mouth, to speak the words. But that's not what it says. It says Arichas Sfasayim, to set up, to organize the words. So what does that mean? Says the Medrash Shmuel that this is meant to imply that it's not sufficient just to say the words one time or two times, but rather one is obligated to organize and structure the words by reviewing that which he or she learns many, many times over. Rashi Ala Torah says in Parshas, at the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, that our learning is supposed to be like a Shulchan Aruch, the same word of Arichas Fasayim, a Shulchan Aruch, a set table. Rosh Shmuel Rezovsky Zatzal explained that Talmidei Chachamim are called Bonoich. Al tikrei Bonoich, ela Bonoich. Not your sons, but your builders. Talking about Talmidei Chachamim, why do we compare Talmidei Chachamim to builders, to those engaged in construction? Because the ABCs, the elemental parts of construction, is to be able to organize and structure, to put every part into its proper place. And that is what we do with the Kinyan of Arichas Fasayim. We're able to put all of the Torah into its organized pockets. Many people lament the fact that they forget their learning, and they say, it's because I don't have such a good memory. But in truth, our forgetfulness may actually have more to do with the fact that we invest time into our learning, but we don't actually organize that which we learn. So we blame our memories, but the key to successful learning is to be able to walk away with the learning that was constructed, that was built one piece upon another in an organized and stable fashion. And in that way, our learning becomes what the Gemara in Megillat of Zayin and Beis calls keman de mancha bekisahu, a package that can be placed in a box. And then you could take it with you wherever you go. So by acquiring Arichas Fasayim, the third of the Memches Kinyanim, when we articulate and organize our learning, we better understand, that's Rashi, we better remember, that's the Maharal, and we better build, that's the Medrash Shmuel, the Torah that we learn.